Welcome to the next to the last session of Warden Life's study of Richard Rohr's book, Think Hidden. We hope that you have enjoyed all the sessions. We put a lot of work into making sure that they are well presented. And I know that we are in for a treat today because we have Brother Jude Hill with us. And I'm going to introduce him after we take care of a few of the initial features. First of all, let's silence the cell phones. All right, dig in, get them out. Boy, I should get my own back there. When you start, I'll get my own. Now, I'd like to introduce a guest, and if there are any more guests, but right now we have John Prescott here, who is a Third Order Franciscan, and he's finishing his doctorate in Berkeley. He and Jude came on Monday, and we have Vanessa with us, who's right there in center aisle. Vanessa is a beautiful dog, right? And now I would like to tell you that one of our members, who's sitting right over here, very faithful, Liz Craig, had her 90th birthday last week. Jude and I were talking on the way up here. We were talking about the website, and he said, it is marvelous. He has sent it to several people. How many of us have gone on the website? Pretty much. All right, go ahead. WordinLife.us. All the past sessions are on there. Tom does a beautiful job. Tom Heck is the website master. He does it. I also like to talk about the news table back here. This is a new feature, and there's always something. It's kind of my responsibility to get them out there, so be sure you look at it. There's something new every week. So one new thing that's on for this week is I happened to be in Seattle last week visiting my grandsons and went to a Catholic high school and picked up the newspaper in Bishop Blanchet Catholic High School. Take a look at the editorial written by a young man in one of our Catholic high schools. This is the emerging church. It's back there. So let's see. For our program today, we have Brother Jude Hill, SSF. SSF means Society of St. Francis. But before I introduce him, I want to tell you how we met and kind of why he's here. 3 years ago today, March of 2007, Brother Jude, Dave Rico, Father Don Bassan, Jeannie Hoyne, and Jim Jones and I were all in Assisi, Italy, with 20 other people. Dave and Brother Jude and Father Don had arranged a pilgrimage. And the pilgrimage was entitled, this is the syllabus that we had, In the Footsteps of St. Francis, Francis as a Model of Human Individuation. We had a wonderful time. We followed in the footsteps of St. Francis and St. Clair by day. And we stayed with and were fed by Polish nuns in their convent by night. It was a spiritually awesome experience, and too much to tell you all about it now. But that's the experience that led to the invitation to bring Brother Jude to come to speak with us. So, and our opening prayer will be led by Jim Jones and C.C. Pilgrim. So we can keep Carol in mind as Jim gives us his prayer.
I'll start with a focus relaxation exercise. Harriet will be familiar with this because it's from a book that she and several other people authored a number of years ago. So sit straight in your chair. If your clothing, shoes, or glasses are tight, you may want to loosen them. Close your eyes and turn your palms up. in your life. Become aware of your breathing. Savor each breath. Become aware of the muscles in your neck. Put your head forward just a bit. Let it gently roll from side to side. Tighten your shoulders a bit. Hold that for a few seconds and relax. As you do this, feel the tension leave your body. Let your body take in a deep breath. Breathe in peace and tranquility. As you breathe out, let any distraction of the day become more and more distant. Do this 2 or 3 times. Picture yourself embracing the moment, holding it and being part of it. As you relax, feel the energy pull you into the presence of everyone gathered here this morning. Allow your heart to soften so as to be entirely present. The following prayer is taken from Thomas Merton's book entitled Contemplative Prayer. May we be peaceful, happy, light in body and spirit. May we be free from injury and may we live in safety. May we be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. May we learn to look at ourselves with the eyes of understanding and love. May we be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in ourselves. May we learn to identify and see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in ourselves. May we know how to nourish the seeds of joy in ourselves every day. May we be able to live fresh, solid, and free. May we be free from attachment and aversion, but not indifference. Take a few more moments to listen to your breathing, to relax, and when you are ready, become present to this room.
Let me introduce Brother Jude. Brother Jude has been a Franciscan friar for 31 years. He's been an Episcopalian Franciscan friar for 31 years. He moved to the U.S. from the U.K. in 1998 and has been based in San Francisco since then. He lives in the San Damiano Friary, which is also their formation house with 10 other brothers. He's trained as a Jungian analyst at the Institute in London of Analytical Psychology and Spirituality, founded by Baroness Vera von der Heydt. His PhD is in Analytical Psychology, combining Jungian psychology and spirituality. In England, he worked with the homeless and the poor, was involved in the AIDS pandemic when it began. He co-founded the first AIDS crisis line and has led 10 pilgrimages to Lourdes for people with HIV/AIDS. Currently, he works at the San Francisco Night Ministry with 2 or 3 other priests, speaking with people who want to talk during the night. He trains and supervises and organizes 1 year of formation for crisis line counselors. He teaches priestly formation at their seminary in Berkeley, and he also works as a spiritual director. And maybe you didn't know that the Episcopalian Franciscans are the largest group of Franciscans in the Anglican community. There are 112 religious communities, 24 in the Americas, and for the past 4 years, Brother Jude has served as Minister Provincial of the Province of the Americas Superior, with responsibility for all brothers in North and South America. He can tell you more of the extensive worldwide Episcopalian First and Third Order brothers and sisters, including a second order of enclosed Poor Clares. It's serendipitous that Brother Jude, a Franciscan, will address Chapter 9, The Mystery of the Cross, because in it, Rohr relates, and you've probably read about the 13th century debate between the Franciscans and the Dominicans about the atonement theory. And perhaps we're going to hear about the what if the Franciscans had prevailed? Here you go, Brother Jude.